Fog.
Alberto Wojciech Fritsch was a Czech botanist, ethnologist, and traveler who earned fame in Bohemia, Europe, and parts of South America in the early 20th century. His first love from childhood was botany, but early after his first travels to South America, his professional focus shifted from plants to the lives of indigenous peoples. During his excursions, he befriended the Chamacoco Indians at Gran Chaco in Paraguay, and on his third visit, learning that the tribe was being decimated by an unknown illness, he brought one of them, Chervuish, who was the son of a tribal leader, back for treatment to Prague. Theirs was an unusual friendship, and as Fritsch soon learned, not a simple one. Although he cured the South American soon enough, he was also responsible for him in a brave new world. It was 1908, and the two would spend a year together before the Chamacoco Indian returned home. But before we get to that story, first a bit about Fritsch's earlier life. Ivona Fritschova, the wife of the ethnologist's grandson, is an expert on Fritsch's career and his extensive publications and personal diary, parts of which were published as a newspaper series in the 1940s. She herself published several books of his writings in the Czech Republic in the 90s and told me more about his early ambitions. His first trip to South America was in 1901.
Even as a boy, Fritsch was always fascinated with cactuses, a time when they weren't the focus of much study. As he grew into adulthood, his ambition was to collect and classify different kinds, and that was the motivation behind his first trip to Brazil at the age of just 18. He didn't find many of the plants near the river, but he learned that indigenous tribes lived in the area. Gradually, his interest shifted to ethnography. At first, he saw only signs of inhabitation, not the people, just smoke rising over the treetops, an item left out for someone, a bow and arrows left unattended. Such episodes captured his imagination.
He also had adventures of his own that showed he himself was made of quite stern stuff, fearless but decisive despite his relative inexperience and youth.
To bylo opravdu v divočině a viděli to jeho průvodci.
In the wild, he encountered a jaguar, which he killed only with his knife. But he himself almost didn't survive. He was wounded and was brought back to civilization by his guides. They saved his life. It wasn't his only brush with death. On a later journey, traversing a river, he was attacked by a female crocodile protecting her young, which he also killed with his knife. For that, he earned a lot of respect among the Chamacoco, who nicknamed him White Crocodile.
Back in Prague, the budding ethnologist was restless and soon longed for the climate, the atmosphere, and the slow-moving rivers of South America. His second trip was in 1906, during which he first went to Gran Chaco and spent long months with the Chamacoco Indians. He developed an understanding for their way of life that was holistic and altogether modern. Ivona Fritschová once again.
He befriended different tribes and many different individuals and had a lot of empathy for their way of life and their way of thinking, which was often incomprehensible to Europeans. To a large degree, this negatively affected his standing in professional circles in Europe. It's important to remember that this was a time, at the beginning of the century, when many still considered indigenous peoples primitive, or savages, or something less than human.
Alberto Wojciech Fritsch, says Ivona Fritschová, worried about the encroachment of civilization and the impact it would have on local people's traditional way of life. At the same time, he recognized he was in a position to help. And when he learned that a tribe of Chamacoco was being decimated by an unknown illness, he decided to act. It was towards the end of his third trip to South America in 1908. And that was how the ethnologist met Chervuish Pioshad. Chervuish, the son of a chieftain, volunteered to travel with Fritsch to Asuncion to see a doctor on behalf of his people. The idea was to see if a cure couldn't be found. They traveled by boat, but upon arrival, found no one to help and no cure. As the weeks passed, the two became friends. Gradually, Fritsch was faced with a choice, and through a curious mix of circumstances, did something he had never intended. He decided to take Červojš with him to Europe. Ivona Fritschová again.
Na závěr té své třetí cesty se rozhodl ještě znova navštívit ty své oblíbené Čamakoko.
Fritsch had been devastated to learn that his beloved Čamakoko were being decimated by a mysterious illness, and on site he did what he could to help. Červojš, himself sick, volunteered to go with him to find a cure for his people, but Fritsch never intended to take him to Europe. When they reached Asuncion, they discovered there was no one to help, but Fritsch couldn't send Červojš back upriver. The boat captain had refused to take him unless he agreed to remain locked up like an animal, which Fritsch found unacceptable. So he had no choice but to take him with him. On the ship home, Červojš posed as Fritsch's manservant.
Trošičku překážel a bral ho jenom jako takový nutný zlo, nutný doprovod.
The two stopped first at an important conference in Vienna where the ethnologist had been scheduled to speak, but after that they headed to Prague. It was the beginning of a remarkable year full of events which inspired even a friend of Fritsch's, the writer Jaroslav Hašek, who later wrote the great Czech novel The Good Soldier Švejk. And he wrote a short story called The Indian and the Prague Police, about Červojš. Fritsch's circle, many of whom were actors, artists, and general bon vivants, took Červojš under their wing, and that was how he got the nickname Červíček. In Czech, the nickname means something like little worm, but it wasn't in any way meant to convey disrespect. Ivona Fritschová again.
To je taková slovní hříčka v češtině, protože on se jmenoval indiánským...
It's kind of a play on words. Červíček sounded similar to Červojš, but was easier to pronounce for the Czechs. The nickname was coined by a friend of Fritsch's, who was a popular actor and comedian at the National Theatre. He called Červojš Červíček and the name stuck.
Červíček, to je velmi podobné slovo v češtině.
In part two of Czechs in History next week, learn how the South American Indian got along with Fritsch, and find out about some of his famous adventures in Prague, as well as how he eventually returned home.